welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, and welcome to another inspiring and enlightening moment on At Home with Ifeoma. Yes, the new year has begun. I can remember we said Happy New Year last month because this is February already. And I just want to remind you, the days are moving and time is ticking. Not to scare you, but just to remind you to invest in your day and your time wisely, because it's what you put in. Yes, I know that in this part of the world, we could be, God will help us, God will do this, but we have our part to play. Yes, those children that we're taking care of, the business you are growing, those dreams and aspirations, and even those that have career goals, because I know people that are 9-to-5 moms, listen to our podcast. Whatever you have set out as your goals for 2024, make sure you are putting in that little effort one day at a time, and the rewards will keep trickling in when it is ready to manifest. So I start by saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are joining us all around the world. It's a beautiful day to listen to At Home with Ifeoma, and today promises to be an exciting one. Why? I am not alone. I have a guest. Yes. Anytime I have guests, it's not as boring as when Ifeoma is speaking alone. I know. My guests really spice up the platform, and I'm always delighted, always grateful, because they do this without anything, you know, they're doing it freely. So it's an enormous gift to At Home with Ifeoma anytime we have a guest here. So on today's show, I have with me Temi Tope Falade Aderibibe. Please let's give her a warm At Home with Ifeoma welcome. You're welcome. How are you, Temi? Let me be safe and keep to Temi.
It is awesome.
Good to have you today. Yeah.
Here as well. Good to be here as well. Thank you for having me.
So in a nutshell, because Temi has a long bio, but Temi, when people hear Temi came to At Home with Ifeoma, what would you like them to remember about you? Who is Temi that was on At Home with Ifeoma?
All right. So basically, Temi is a young woman who has two beautiful kids, who is striving to achieve her goal, her purpose in life, which entails supporting mothers to grow from a place of rest, go for their goals, go for their dreams, go for the things that they desire to do despite their role as the mother. And it is so important that it doesn't matter what path you choose to achieve your goals. The most important thing is that you stay tenacious, is that you stay resilient, and that you put yourself at the top. Yes, I know mothers are sacrificial beings, but it doesn't eliminate the you that you have in yourself. So if there's something I want anyone to take home today as a mother, is that you first. You are very, very important, and you are very, very, very important. So wow. Yes.
Temi has come to break some table legs today, even though she's sounding so cool and, you know, giving us, she talked about resilience and tenacity already. Just in her introduction, she has already started, you know, making us realize who we really are as women and as mothers. Thank you, Temi, for that introduction. So she's someone that connects with us with motherhood and a lot that women do and bring to the table. So our topic of focus for today is thriving as a mother. And from that introduction of yours, you've already started, you know, speaking to the topic. So there could be nobody better for this time to speak about thriving as a mother. And I remember you just shared that you have two little children, you're a young woman, a young mother. So I personally know what it is to raise young children, even if it's just one. It's a handful. And there could be someone today who just had a baby, or she's still struggling, trying to juggle, you know, taking care of children, kitchen work. And then she has those dreams, like you said, and she doesn't want to drop them. Can you share a little of your personal journey of becoming a mother and how it has shaped your life?
All right, sure. I'll share. Okay. So basically for me, before I even got married, I always saw motherhood as a stumbling block to my goals. True talk. I always felt it is something that would just happen, and then everything you've planned, everything you've dreamed of would just all get packed up and put in a box, and then it stays there until maybe when you're much, much older, in your maybe 50s, 60s, and then you begin to catch up on the few that you can at that. And then again, I wasn't so exposed to a lot of mentors, a lot of visionaries, a lot of models that are in the career space that are mothers and are doing exceptionally well. So my mom is a great model, but she is in the business space. So I felt, okay, she could do well with her business because she controls how she spends her time. But if I'm in the career space, if my 9-to-5 or my 8-to-5 is totally controlled by someone else, how do I still do all the other things that I desire to do and still do well as a mother? So all of these thoughts gradually created this phobia, this fear in my heart, that even as I continually grew in my personal growth journey, it got better, but it wasn't really eliminated. To the point that even after I got married, I was still scared of being a mom. I was still scared of getting pregnant, very honest. Despite the fact that I was given, I had some medical challenges at the time. So I even counted that as a blessing, that maybe that's right. People want me to, you know, be a mom. And I was cool with it. Until a few months into my marriage and all. And then I discovered I was pregnant.
Ah.
And I'm like, okay, that happened. And then I was like, okay, let's just keep moving. And I kept moving. I think one thing I didn't do well enough was to prepare myself for what was coming. So yes, I already had the fear. All I had was fear, to be very honest. But I did not arm myself with tools to help me navigate that season of motherhood as I should. So I gave birth to my first daughter, and then I began to experience postpartum depression. So basically, postpartum depression is when you just had a new baby and you're not happy that you've had a baby. And it's not even just a mood. It is so bad that you don't even want to touch the child. In some cases, you even struggle to breastfeed. So for me, I was even able to just breastfeed. So I breastfeed and pass the child to the next person who is close to me, who is ready to take care of that child. And I'll hear, at least come and carry your baby. And I'm like, what? So it was really bad. I would spend my time in deep tears, weeping. Like, how did I get here? And why? I wasn't sleeping. During the day, baby's crying, needing me to feed the child. At night, we are on the same game again, constantly breastfeeding. I'm not sleeping. I can't go out. I'm stuck here. And then it created so many multiple chain reactions.
Mm.
It affected my system. That's my body system.
Mm.
I began to feel very irritable. My husband collected a lot. Says that I was really harsh in my character. I was almost wasted, to be quite honest.
Mm.
But after a season passed, thankfully, my sister is in the medical line, so she was able to identify what I was going through. And she said, this is this.
Mm.
This was bad depression. And I was like, okay, it has a name. Thank God. And then I went online and I began to read, I began to ask questions, and I could not come out of it. And coming out of this 2 years after, I'm living my life, I'm going to work, you know, doing everything I should do, being a mom. And I encountered my coach, who's also my pastor, and then he says, go write out your pain. And I'm like, I have plenty of pain, no? Let me just tell you what happened when I had my first daughter.
Mm.
And then I started writing. I wrote about 9 or 10 or 11 pages of what I'd gone through at that time.
Mm.
And I sent it to him, and he's like, oh, wow, you're going to do a webinar about this. And I'm like, huh? What's a webinar? This is somebody that I've been on Instagram for how many years? I'm 2015. Mm. But I don't think I put up more than 1 or 2 posts, and you're telling me I have to go on Instagram, have to do a webinar, have to advertise. And I'm like, sir. But long story short, I did it. I stepped out of my comfort zone. I stepped out of my introverted nature, and I came out and I did the first webinar, and I talked about my experience. I did multiple Instagram lives. I began to interview people that had gone through similar experiences, and then I began to hear, thank you for talking about it, thank you, but so you also went through this, please, we need to shout this more, mothers need to know this. And you know, I began to get all of those recommendations, connections. You should watch this movie, you should speak with this person. And that's how the journey started, and that's how it became Mother Haven Network, because it had to create a safe space for mothers like me to be able to find help, to be able to find healing, to be able to find hope that there is more to them. There is more to them. So basically, that's my story of how I from becoming.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Timmy, for being vulnerable to share that part of your story. And as you were sharing your story, I have watched a movie. A Nigerian movie that, you know, the lady, I've forgotten the name, but the woman was going through what you described. You know, she would leave the child with her mother. In fact, her mother-in-law gave her names, you know, was calling her a witch. How can a mother not be able to hold and take care of her baby and things like that? And many times people watch films. Sometimes my husband will even say, share his film. I say, film, but there's reality in the film you're watching, you know. So Timmy is telling us that many things we are seeing, and I think it has to do with our cultural background, or so people just feel. Even in films, I always see films as someone sharing a story. We might not know whose story it is, but the person decided to say, no, I need to share this, I need to come out and let people know that things like this are happening. And people should not be quiet, or people should not be tagged as evil. Because, like Timmy said, she was happy when her sister, who is a medical practitioner, could even give a name to it. Thank you so much. So, after you've come out of this journey, and I'm sure, Timmy, you didn't experience that for your second baby, I want to believe, because I'm sure you.
It was the exact opposite. Yes, I didn't just go from that to please. There was also a process. I had to go through therapy. I had to see a therapist and all. Because it is that issue and it had to be resolved. Yes.
So thank you. And it just confirms what I always say, that I always believe that everything we go through, whether it is the good or the negative experiences, is not really about us. It's about other people that we don't know we will meet on our journey. And Temi has turned that pain or whatever she went through to something that today people can connect with. She has a podcast too. She does a lot of things. We'll give her time to speak on her online presence and all she does before the show is coming to an end. Thank you, Temi. So the next question is, what does it mean to thrive as a woman? I don't want to limit it to just being mother. What does it really mean to thrive as a woman, a mother, and how does it differ from merely surviving? I know you've shared your experience that could connect with this, but could you just give us maybe one or two sentences that could distinguish between just surviving as a woman or a mother and thriving despite the challenges or the difficulties?
All right, thank you so much for this question. You know, there's something my husband used to say. He used to say, when you're still looking for food, when food is your primary goal, or when quote unquote money is your primary goal, you're still surviving. But when what prompts you, when what drives you, when what wakes you up in the morning is purpose, then you are thriving. And I know purpose is something that we all use a lot, and for some people it's kind of big or over said. But basically, when you wake up every morning and you have something that you need to achieve that is beyond you, when you look at it and you are like, hey, is it me that wants to go and face this thing? Am I the one that wants to go about this? Then you know that you are on the path to thrive. And thriving is a journey, it's not a destination. It's something that you undergo. Like I was discussing with a friend yesterday, it's like a relay race. You're running the first lap, you're running the first leg, as we'll say. And it's moving, you're moving, you're moving. You're doing this, you're doing that. You're building career. You're caring for your children. You know, you're doing your multiple things, the multiple moving parts at the same time, which is awesome. It gets to a point where that first lap ends and you have to pick up baton for the second one. That's when seasons begin to change. That's when your growth level should also transform, should also increase. That's why you cannot continue to stay where you are perpetually and say you are thriving. So when you look at your life and you look back and you say, where was I 5 years ago? Where am I now? And where do I think I can be in the next 5 years? So it doesn't really matter what the back looks like. It's more of how the future can propel your present. Or what you want your next 5 years to look like can drive your current status or your current situation. So it's okay if now your priority is food. It's very okay. Food is an essential in life. You can't survive without food. Something must come in. So it is very okay. But I'm here to ensure that you don't stop there. You have to pick up something. You have to pick up a vision. You have to pick up a desire. You have to pick up something that is beyond you, that can help you leave a legacy, that can help you leave a mark. You cannot just be like every ordinary person who is just moving on the surface of the earth. And then when you leave this earth, they just cry for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, do 1 year remembrance, and that's all. There's nothing that can remind your world of your presence. It is not good and it is not okay. So it's okay to start where you are, but it's not okay to remain there. That's why I'm a great propeller of personal growth. I'm a great propeller of growth in every sector of your life. growth in your family. What are your what is your family vision? Growth in your personal life. What is your personal mission statement? Growth even with regards to having fun. How do you celebrate yourself? How do you celebrate your wins? Growth across different areas of your life. Your emotional intelligence. How are you doing? Are you the one that always shouts, angry at your kids? How do you control yourself? So thriving is cut across board. Most of the time when we talk about thriving, we just see it probably, for example, for those in career, you're like, okay, once I've gotten a promotion, you know, I'm moving, I'm thriving. No, it doesn't end there. You can put there and then be very, very poor across other areas. You're not thriving. It has to cut across all sectors. You can't be good in your business and then your husband is sending you a divorce letter because you have neglected the home. You have neglected your home and then you are thriving in somewhere else. No, you have to ensure that it cuts across. So don't survive somewhere and drive somewhere else. Ensure that your mark is made across board. So I hope I've been able to answer that.
You said so much. I'm taking notes here. You started by saying if money is your motivation that drives you out of your bed every day, that's survival. But thriving has to do with purpose beyond, and you made mention that it's not bad though to look for the money, you know, because we must take care of ourselves, we must eat, provide for the family. But as we go, we need to aspire and thrive and move ahead. You know, we need to come above that survival mode, something that would last beyond us. And you said it cuts across every aspect of life. So we cannot be thriving just in our finances, and our homes are suffering. And like you said, our spouse is saying that because the money is coming in now from your own end, some of us women, we are now proud. We don't even know how to speak to people, and we are yelling and things like that. So thriving is a holistic approach to life. It's something that cuts across. It's not just on one part of our lives. Thank you so much for your response to that question, Temi. Okay, so Temi, thank you once again, and we move over to the next question. So how can mothers maintain a sense of identity and purpose? You've spoken about purpose not too long ago. How can they maintain that sense of identity and purpose beyond their role as mothers? And maybe I should just add something. So many women, and you started with that, you know, you were like at the beginning, you didn't want anything to jeopardize your career or what you desire to do beyond being a mother. So even when you felt, your challenge of not having, having health issues would help, you know, push you and achieve what you want, and thinking that it would have delayed you becoming a mother. And that was because it's something that had to do with identity. So how can mothers maintain that sense of identity and purpose beyond their role as mothers? So beyond you being a mother, you still see yourself as significant, as important, because I know women in particular, even those are not mothers, they struggle with this identity thing. So what will you say to that?
Okay, thank you so much. That's a beautiful question. Before you maintain a sense of identity, I think it's important to even have an identity. So many women don't have any sense of identity. They don't know who they are. Even those of us that are currently on a visionary journey that have a good sense of our identity, it's something that keeps unfolding. It's not static. So yes, you have your core, but you enter different seasons and laps, like I said. But you must always have like a baseline. You must know who you are part-time. You must know who God has called you to be. It's something that sounds cliche. What's the truth? You must have a good sense of self-awareness. Have you taken your strength test? Have you taken a personality test? Have you even taken a boundaries test? So somebody is wondering what boundaries. Oh, you need to understand that word as a mother, as a woman, or as a human being actually. There are so many parts of you that you must uncover for you to have a good grasp of your identity. You might need to go plug yourself into an identity coach to guide you through the process. It can be so, so enlightening. By the time you begin to find out the things about yourself, the things that you are capable of doing, the things that you have the strength to do and can push things to happen easily, you'll be amazed at the ripple effect that it will create. So many of us are doing some things from a place of struggling, a place of unease, where we could actually just lean on our strengths to make it happen. Sometimes we are looking for things that are far away when they are just within our closest proximity inside of us. But there's something that is called a blind spot. If you don't go out there to look for it and say, please, what is that thing that you're seeing in me that I am not seeing in myself? If you don't do an inner introspection and also ask yourself, what are the things I've noticed inside of me? Then you go to your God as well, which is one of the first thing. God, who am I? What do you want me to do for you? What can I do for you? The question that you need to ask. Then once you have answers or a level of answers to those questions, they now begin to push. As a mother, you have so many assignments and responsibilities that you cannot escape. Even as a woman, you are a sister, you are a daughter, you have a boss, or you're a boss to someone. You are responsible for one thing or the other part time, and you are dealing with multiple moving parts. But even in all of these things, it's very, very important and essential. It is very, very important and essential that you put yourself first. I know putting yourself first can be, putting yourself first can sound not realistic sometimes, but the truth is, nobody will die. Let me put it, nobody will die. But the problem is, if you refuse to put yourself first when you should, 10, 20 years down the line, you will look back and want to now blame the people that you put first, who did not send you. Yes, let me put it in that format. I am not saying we don't have our roles as parents. We have, and parenting is not a spa, as my friend will always say. You must fulfill your role as a parent, and at the same time, you must fulfill purpose. For some of us, our purpose is in grooming and caring for our biological children to become warriors for our generation.
Yeah.
Even in that, you must understand it. You must understand that purpose. You must understand the tools that you need. You may even need to go to Bible college or Bible school to understand how to groom that child. It is not business as usual. No. You may need to take courses. It's not you may. You will need to take courses. To know how to care for those children that you have been called for, or that you have been called to care for. It is very, very important. Then the next thing you may need to do is learn how to prioritize. Like I always say, there will always be moving balls. There will always be a ball that you need to carry per time. You must know which one you are carrying now. Sometimes for me, it's my family. Like this year, I said, my kids. I need to fulfill my role as a mother and do it excellently well. And I said, okay, some things may have to go aside. I volunteer for an NGO. I had to tell them, please, I won't be able to continue because I need this time.
Yeah.
I run a podcast, but I had to say, okay, season one, let's pause it here for now.
Mm.
We'll continue season two at another season. Why? Because this time is for this purpose. At another time, it can be my career. I need to move up. I need to go up higher.
Mm.
I need to invest much more time than I already do. So you may see me taking work home, which I shouldn't, or which I haven't in years.
Mm.
You may be waking up in the night to do more work in that regard, because that is the ball I'm carrying per that time.
Mm.
It can be Mother's Able Network. We recently just concluded our retreat. That season was intense for me, and that was the ball I was carrying at that time. And yes, it was a 2-3 day retreat. I left my kids at home and I went there. Does that make me a bad mother? No. It means that you also have to prioritize yourself.
Mm.
If you don't rest, you can't pour out of an empty cup. If you don't rest, if you don't take your out time to step out and see visions and see your desires and see the goals that God has set for you, you will not be able to give the quality that your kids, that your children, that your family, that your spouse needs. It won't happen. So it's important that you understand prioritization, not balance prioritization, because we have not balanced anything. We can try to integrate, put them inside each other, but we can't balance. Sometimes it looks like, but look at it well, something is falling smaller.
So, okay, tell me. I told you she's going to break some legs today. Oh, not human legs, oh. The table that you might have been sitting on. So she said, because this balance thing, I've heard it in so many ways. She said, there's no balance, so you know something must go. And it's true. If you want to start something new, I know a pastor that I listen to very well. He said, get ready to take off something that is already on your plate, because you can't. Something must go for something. So at that season, that's your priority, and you are deciding, okay, let me remove this one at this time. And she's saying that we should not feel guilty. You know, that's part of when you're thinking of yourself, it looks like you are selfish. I had one episode that said self-care is not selfish, because you can't give what you don't have. So many of us that are cranky, and you know, we lash out at our children, our spouses, because we are not well rested. We are not seeing clearly. Eh? She said she talked about blind spots and everything like that. So we need to get our identity right, because it flows from there. How do we see ourselves as women? How do we see ourselves as mothers? We are not the savior of the world, you know. But we have been called to a sacrificial role, which we must know how to prioritize the different seasons. Thank you so much, Temi. So now, Temi, can you tell our listeners more about what you do? You know, you talked about organizing retreats for people. Just give us an overview of your online presence, what you do, so that our listeners can connect with you, your social media handles, and your products or your services. So it's time for you to share with us about you.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. So basically, I run Mother's Haven Network. What we do is we ensure that mothers are able to grow from a place of rest.
Hmm.
Like I said, you need to rest to be able to pour out yourself into your expressions and into the things that you do and the things that you do well. So that's basically our call at Mother's Haven Network. We provide accountability services currently. We also provide coaching for mothers, and especially if you're in the career path or basically you want to achieve personal growth in your life, we are here for you. And you can find us on Instagram. I'm quite active on Instagram at Mother's Haven Network. And we also have our website up at www.mothershavennetwork. So you could send a message on Instagram and I would gladly respond to you. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll put in her links in the show notes so that you can connect with her. Do you have any products, any books or whatever? I think that's your first experience, the postmortem thing. I think you should think of, even if it is just give them that your manuscript, you know, it doesn't need to be a big book, but the awareness is coming up. But I'm sure that book or that material of your experience will be a blessing to our world. What do you think, Temi?
Okay, yeah, definitely. I think I will just put up the webinar on my setup page, and then which you can actually find on my Instagram bio. So you can just link there, and then yes, you'll find a lot of sessions that we have had on that. So if you're a new mom and you feel you're going through postpartum depression, you can just jump on my page, click on the link in the bio, and take you straight to all of the resources that I have had there as well.
Thank you for your generosity to us. So what would be your parting words, you know, to encourage mothers to thrive, and tips that you could share to expectant mothers or new mothers who are on their motherhood journey, and reminding them that yes, they have taken this ball of motherhood, but that doesn't end, you know, their personal development. Just give us your parting words and encouragement as we bring the show to a close.
All right. Thank you once again for having me. But you've already said it. You said the fact that you have a role as a mother, it doesn't end your personal development, because really that is who you are at your core. You must choose you first. Like I always say, it's not selfish at all. It's healthy. It's healthy. You need to put you first for every other person to enjoy you. Try it out. You see, it's bliss and it's awesome. Okay, for new and expectant mothers, I would say prepare yourself. Yes, prepare yourself and prepare yourself adequately. Prepare yourself emotionally. Read books if you must. Go to links online that can educate you. Ensure that if you have had any history of depression in the past, consistent mood swings, you might need to see a therapist ahead to so work all those issues before you have your baby. In the event you already have your baby and you're going through all of these things, you could take a walk, you know, ask for help, send a message, go online. Go online. You'll see a lot of resources as well that can help you walk through it. But please speak out. I don't know how I didn't even mention it. I realized that a lot of mothers find it difficult to ask for help. Please, you need to ask for help. You need to ask for help. Look at your life. Look at what is not going as you currently desire and find who can help you. If you don't know who can help you, come and ask. Come and ask us. In the right direction. So it's important that you ask for help. And even if it's financial help, there are organizations out there that support you. If it's building a financial investment portfolio, there are a lot of organizations. You just need to find someone that you trust and that can lead you in the right direction. Every area of your life, go through the wheel of life, basically. Google wheel of life, WHEEL. Use the wheel of life to assess yourself around the various aspects. and see how you're doing and make sure that you do it well. And finally, I think I'll touch a little bit about expectations that people have placed on us. I think they have set such a high bar that we now become too harsh on ourselves. I think we need to give grace to ourselves. In as much as I've said all these beautiful things, you must give grace to yourself. You must make sure that you put timelines to the things that you want to achieve. You cannot do everything in one day. So gradually, what is the little thing that I can do now within my current schedule? It's just listening to a podcast. It is part of your growth. The fact that you're listening to this has shown me that you're serious about your growth. So if that's all you're doing for this season, it's okay. The next one, you begin to want to build on it. Stay true to your authentic self. Don't leave the mold that other people have built for you, because they are living lives. Don't be deceived. Be very sure of what you want and stick to it. Don't let brother A or sister B drag you in different multiple directions that is not what you want. It is so, so important that we pull off these scales. We drop it off and let's be us. And feel free to be you. It doesn't matter. I keep telling colleagues at work when I say, I'm traveling for this. And they're like, you leave the kids at home. And I'm like, they're doing awesomely well. Why? Because God has even blessed me with a great support system. And yes, we break support systems. You don't just take it small. No. You desire a support system. You pray for it. And God will give you. That is the truth. But if you don't ask God, if you don't ask people, you won't get it. I was saying that I would just laugh and say some mothers are made in heaven while some mothers are made on earth. So just a joke for me to say, if you feel that you have set a glorious bar for yourself more than this, then fine, go ahead. We were probably made in heaven. But for me, that I became a mother on earth, I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to have room in my life, and I'm allowed to live my life as God has said I should live it. I won't live life as an angel that I am not, as an angel mother. What's that? No. So please live your life and live it while you're here, because nobody knows when time will come. So you don't want to be having regrets in your final hours or your final days. So I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Wow. What an end. I need to go back and listen to this. Give grace to yourself. Don't be deceived. You know, don't live another person's dream or life. They are suggesting, giving you expectations. A mother should not even, no, don't be deceived. If you are in that season where your children are not dependent on you, you know, they can take their, why will you still be sitting there? I got that nudge some time ago. In fact, that was what pushed me to start my podcast. And I started seeing things in a better way. I actually see the podcast as a time for me to learn, honestly, beyond airing it to my listeners. I'm a serious student too. As Temi has been talking, I've been writing. You need to see my notes. She talked about prepare as a mother. You know, take advantage of the internet where we are living. Many of us are now speak out. In our culture or whatever, in this part of the world, it's like a taboo. People will say, don't say it, don't do that. But Temi is saying, you need to speak out. Your speaking out might not just be about you, it's for your legacy. Your speaking out will empower your children too, you know, to know that life is not just like that, following and not even knowing where to share. Yes, people are not comfortable just sharing with anybody. You need a safe space. We don't doubt that, but you need to ask for help. That's what Tim is reminding us of. Many of us, we think we're super women. We have that cape behind us. That's why she said some of us were made in heaven. But she has said she was not made in heaven. She became a mother here, so she can make mistakes. And Yesterday, I had a conversation with a lady who is not even married, and she said, do you know that there are some mistakes that makes you better? Even though we are not praying that you make the ones that will cost you your life. So some of our learnings will not be learnings if we don't make some mistakes. So let us not feel that, oh, we made a mistake and that's the end of our journey or our lives. No, you make mistakes, you stand up, you continue, learn the lessons. Where that is where you get wisdom from. So next time you know how to do it better. Thank you so much. We can go on and on and on, Timmy, for this awesome time with you. We don't take your time for granted. Thank you for the sacrificial time you've spent here. And we look forward to hearing more about Mother's Haven, about you and how you are transiting from one glory to another. We hope that when next we call you, you'll be able to share with us your from your busy schedule. Thank you so much and God bless you.
Yeah, glad to be here as well. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifenu. Check us out on Instagram at Ifenu17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.